folks, welcome back to Indaba Africa. This is Chris once again. Hello, folks. Welcome back to Indaba Africa. This is Chris again. And today, this is a reaction video. A reaction to what, you may ask? Well, the reaction to a video that was published and appeared on YouTube on the 12th of April, 2021 by Vox, a leftist media outlet that purports to be middle of the road, but their productions tend to prove that position to be quite not the case. So why am I reacting to this video? Well, the video published on the 12th of April, 2021 is entitled, Why South Africa is Still So Segregated. Well, first off, newsflash. Number one, South Africa is not segregated. Such laws disappeared nearly three decades ago, or more in some cases. So that's a factually inaccurate and intellectually dishonest title to the video, hence my reaction video. Now, I watched this video with great interest to see what they had. They have some fantastic graphics, some wonderful data sets that are quite helpful to take a look at what's actually happening in South Africa. But the video is full of factual inaccuracies and just plain outright misstatements. This appears to be intentional to distort the argument. Instead of talking about the failure of the African National Congress and its racial segregation of society through racist legislation like broad-based black economic empowerment, instead, this leftist media site has chosen to talk about South Africa through a lens of decades ago, using South Africa's own history to distort the reality. Now, it starts off the video talking about segregation being a consequence of historical's long racial segregation. And this is a result of Europeans arriving in South Africa in 1652. Now, they don't even mention the fact that the Bantu peoples, the majority of the population today, approximately 80% of the population of South Africa, four out of five people, only arrived in Southern Africa after crossing the Limpopo River approximately 1,500 years ago, displacing the indigenous population of Khoi and San from the moment they began to arrive, sometimes absorbing them, sometimes mixing with them, other times treating them like animals and chasing them into the Kalahari. That's when the colonization of this region began, 1,500 or so years ago, not in 1652. So let's get that story straight for starters. That's the first point. But what Vox is doing here is telling a story, not history. So let's set the history straight with some actual factual data. And let's start with the first one here. I'm going to quote, it's as close to the verbatim as I recall, but I went through the video and watched it and wrote these things down. This is one of the first whoppers they tell. The color of your skin here often determines where you live in South Africa today. Well, that's a false statement. Wealth and or income are the key determinants of where people live, not race. Toki Sekswale, Cyril Ramaphosa, Patrice Motsepe live wherever the hell they want to live because they're incredibly wealthy because of their connections. So let's get your facts straight. White, Afrikaans-speaking people living in abject poverty are living in squatter camps. They don't get to live in ritzy, upscale, leafy neighborhoods because they don't have any money. So stop using race to distort the argument. Now, if you want to make the argument that many people are poor as a consequence of spatial inequities and of employment inequities and education inequities that took place during apartheid, that's a legitimate argument for some South Africans. But most of South Africa's population was born under the African National Congress since the end of apartheid. The majority of the country's population was born after the end of apartheid. After the end of apartheid. Under majority black rule. 28 years. When do you begin to get your act together, ANC? That's the first whopper. Second whopper, in 1994, a democratically elected government took power and ended apartheid. Excuse me? In 1994, a democratically elected government took power and ended apartheid? That's a flat out, complete lie. That's simply wrong. The National Party itself began dismantling the system of apartheid as early as 1985 with the first piece of racist legislation being rescinded. By 1993, the system of apartheid was all but dismantled with the Constitution of 1993, which guaranteed voting rights to all South Africans. A lot of the country still looks like this, and that's because of South Africa's history of racial division. Talking about the divide and showing the example between the areas of Strand and Nomzamo. One is 83% white, the other is 92% black, showing the disparities. Well, a lot of the country still looks like this, not because of South Africa's history of racial division, but because the ANC has spent the past 15 years pilfering the country rather than governing it or fixing it. Despite a good start under Nelson Mandela and then Thabo Mbeki, for the past 15 years, the ANC has been engaging overwhelmingly in pilfering the country, running the country into the ground, and using patronage to reward loyal party cadres instead of delivering services and goods to constituents. That's why South Africa is divided today, not because of a history of racial segregation. The next whopper. Many Dutch people moved here, the Orange Free State and the Transvaal, to escape British rule and continue exploiting enslaved people. Well, yes, many people, the Truk Boers, did move to escape British rule, but it wasn't to enslave people. Enslave people? The Basutu and Tswana peoples, among others, as well as the Griquas, a mixed-race group of people, allied with the Truk Boers to defeat the Ndebele and others. They were allies. They fought wars together and lived and worked together. If you look at the Second Anglo-Boer War, in which the British put women and children and elderly into concentration camps, in which thousands of Afrikaners died, they didn't die alone. They also died with their black workers, Basutu, Tswana, Venda, those who lived and worked with them or for them died. They weren't slaves. It's a false narrative. It's fictional. And they're trying to feed this to an uninformed public, assuming that people actually fall for the story. Do a mild bit of research. Even Wikipedia can tell you the truth about this story, amazingly. But apparently not Vox. To keep it that way, the colonial government started writing segregation into law. They began with the Native Lands Act of 1913. Well, that's a flat-out falsehood, simply untrue. The Union of South Africa Act created modern South Africa in 1910. Prior to that, it was a collection of colonies, the Cape Colony, or the independent Orange Free State, and the Transvaal, the Natalia Republic for a short period of time, and independent African kingdoms like the Xhosa and the Zulu kingdoms. The Union of South Africa Act created modern South Africa, and that was the end of the colonial era. 1913, the Native Lands Act, was a piece of legislation passed by a South African government, not the British colonial government. Simply, factually, untrue. The next whopper, the remaining white people, descendants of Dutch colonists. Well, this one perhaps give a little bit of leeway because maybe they're just not well informed, but that's a false statement as well. These were not Dutch people. They had long since ceased being Dutch, but rather they're descendants of primarily Dutch, French Huguenots, German and African ancestors. The ethnic makeup of the people who consider themselves to be Afrikaners is comprised primarily of those groups. And amongst the Africans, that's mostly Khoi and or San, but mostly Khoi, or as they call them in their early arrival, the Hottentots, the mixing of those who arrive with Hottentot women or Khoi women led to the mixed race groups in part, but also some of the DNA finding its way into the modern white Afrikaans-speaking population. So they're not the descendants of Dutch people. In part, yes. The new government lifted restrictions on where people could live. Well, that's factually wrong. That's a flat-out misstatement or an intentionally intellectually dishonest, or it's a lie. I'm not sure how to state what Vox has done here. The new government lifted restrictions on where people could live, stating that the ANC government, beginning in 1994, did that. That's simply factually incorrect. Discriminatory acts related to land tenure were repealed by the Abolition of Racially Based Land Measures Act of 1991, 3 years before the ANC ever came to power. That racist legislation disappeared. How? By an all-white government, which repealed it, just like all the other racist era apartheid laws that were repealed by the National Party, and those that weren't repealed were pretty much removed by the 1993 Constitution. So these are simply fairy tales that Vox is telling, distorting the history and getting it simply wrong. And just a couple more here, or one more actually. Let's go with one more whopper I found in this 10-minute, 15-second video. Millions of people migrated to cities. They created townships on the peripheries. Well, it's true that since the end of apartheid, many people have moved to urban areas and they have built informal settlements. We've seen the African National Congress and its police force repeatedly destroy many of these informal settlements whenever they appear on government land, and occasionally when they're on private land, they're evicted from it. So let's get your story straight. Let's talk about the three of the largest or most famous townships in all of South Africa. The first is Soweto. Soweto was established in the 1930s, not during the apartheid era, before the apartheid era, nearly two decades before apartheid began. It was created as a consequence of the Urban Areas Act of 1923, admittedly a racist piece of legislation that was meant to keep black folks away from white folks. That's a true statement. But millions of people didn't move to Soweto after apartheid ended. They were already there. Yes, many more migrated there, but let's get the story straight. This video gives the impression that these informal townships sprung up as a consequence of people in desperation flooding into the cities after the end of apartheid. Well, in fact, some did. But many of these people were already present and long since had been there. Alexandria, which is also in Johannesburg, but on the eastern side of Johannesburg, was established in 1912 as a settlement for white South Africans by a white farmer who named Alexandria after his wife. But because at the time, given transportation modes, it was so far from the center of Johannesburg, it wasn't popular, and he couldn't convince white folks to move out there. So who moved out to the places they could afford? Well, that would be the poorer black folks, and that's how it became a black, primarily black township. 1912, not 1994, not 2004, 1912. Well over a century ago, Alexandria was founded. And Khayelitsha, which is in the Cape Flats in Cape Town, is one of the more recent ones, and this is a consequence of apartheid. This was first set up in 1985 with 30,000 residents. Today it has over 400,000. That's a good example of what they're stating in the video, but it's an accurate sample. Or accurate example, not the implication, that not what they're implying to people, that everyone has moved into these informal settlements and this is the only place they can live because all the good land was taken. Yes, a lot of good land was taken. And they, in fact, talk extensively about District 6 in this story, and they get most of the story about District 6 correct. Absolutely horrific what's happened there. But they also distort what's happened since the end of apartheid. But that I'll save for another video. But let me just wrap this up here in this portion because we're already up to close to 12 minutes here. This video has 1.1 million views in just a little over a day. I could only wish to have that many views. I'd take 1/10 of those number of views to watch this video to clear up the distortions that Vox puts in its video. I don't have a staff of producers and researchers, but I am a historian and I know what I'm talking about. And it's not difficult to refute this nonsense, utter nonsense. This is a video done intentionally to distort a narrative to create hatred against a minority white population, primarily blaming people, most of whom were born after apartheid, for the events that took place before their birth, which they had little to nothing to do with. And that's disgraceful. That's absolutely disgraceful. Instead of fixing South Africa for all South Africans, this is where the media focuses their attention, to distort the narrative and to bifurcate people. It's the same thing politicians in South Africa do. But in this case, Vox is carrying the water for the ANC. Where are their comments about why the ANC has failed in so many areas? And also, while we're talking about Khayelitsha, let's talk about that specifically. Do you know that 90.5% of the residents of that township, the 400,000, are Xhosa speakers? Well, are the Xhosa from the Western Cape? No, they're not. Their ethnic group had reached the Great Fish River, and that's where they ran into European settlers, and they fought a series of nine wars in the 19th century between the Truk Boers or the Afrikaners, those who became Afrikaners, and the Xhosa. Nine different wars. One side started a war, another side started a war. They fought back and forth nine different wars for hegemony in the region. And eventually, those Afrikaans-speaking people, or Dutch people, as Vox calls them, picked up and left to get away from the Brits and moved to the north. And they moved into an area that was largely vacated as a consequence of the Mfukane between the Zulu nation absorbing and destroying others. A lot of people simply fled and left wide expanses of South Africa, largely vacant of people, at just the right time for the Truk Boers to move in, where they falsely assumed that this was land that had not been claimed by anybody. But I digress. I'm talking about Vox and its misleading video. And I can only hope to get a fraction of the views that Vox got. Their narrative will prevail. My factual narrative, let's hope some people see it. This is the real deal. This is a real story. Now, I could talk for hours deconstructing what they've said in this video. They have made some good points. They've used factual data, but they've misrepresented and distorted this narrative. So let's not let Vox tell their story. Let's hold them to the fire and expect them to narrate history and get it correct. The reason people live in poverty today is a consequence of the ANC's failures and in some measure to the existing system that they inherited. But they've had three decades to repair it. And after a good start, they quickly descended into the path that so many African liberation movements fall into, and that's, it's our turn to eat. blue car escorts, running people off the road, handing out patronage jobs to inept, incompetent people to run the airline into the ground, to run the electrical company into the ground, denying people employment because of their skin pigmentation, the exact same problem that we fought to overcome by ending apartheid, handing out favors and doling out positions in government and contracts to people based on their skin color. That's reprehensible. It doesn't balance the scales. It denigrates everyone. And the lack of money put into education, proper education, ought to shock people around the world. This is what Vox should be covering. The fact that the ANC, 30 years after the end of apartheid, still has children going to toilets and pit latrines, in which one small primary school child died after falling into a shitter. It's disgraceful. Children in the Eastern Cape not getting textbooks because a corrupt, blob-based black economic empowerment company simply was fictional, never delivered any textbooks, no one brought to jail, no one charged over these crimes. That's the real story in South Africa. Not this fictional story that they're telling, which has some truth in it, but distorts reality. Anyway, folks, thanks for listening. Please share this video. Let people know about it because no one else is promoting it, certainly not the platform it's on. Thank you for your support, or where it first appears on, I should say. It'll be posted on other platforms as well, but primarily to start on the tube, and we'll see where it goes from there. But thank you so much. Feel free to share it. Feel free to comment. If you're a bigot and a racist and you seem to think that this is some pro-apartheid video, you're wrong. There were many evils with apartheid. This is not a pro-apartheid video. It's also not a video in favor of spatial inequities. It's simply a factual video refuting the false narrative that's been proposed here in this video from Vox, which has 1.1 million views in just a little over a day. Someone has to tell the truth here. And if it's not going to be South Africans, if it's not going to be Vox, it'll be me. Thanks a lot for your support and patronage, folks. Take care. God bless.